I'm Aaron Schachter, and you're listening to The World. Fracking for natural gas is one of those technologies that's caused a real rift among environmentalists. Some see it as a key to weaning ourselves off dirty coal and fighting climate change. Others say it ravages the landscape and risks people's health. The debate that began here in the U.S. has exploded around the world, and this week it took a new and somewhat comic twist in Britain. Here's The World's environment editor, Peter Thompson.
Okay, guys, don't forget, today we've got a special job. We're off to frack the Prime Minister's house.
Greenpeace has pulled off some clever stunts over the years. And whatever you think of its politics, the one they staged this week at the country home of British Prime Minister David Cameron was classic guerrilla theater.
Well, I'm so glad David Cameron's not a NIMBY and he's letting us frack outside his own front door.
That's from a Greenpeace video showing off the group's early morning stunt setting up a bogus gas fracking site just feet from the door of the Prime Minister's house outside of London. The action was the latest volley in a long-running battle over fracking in the UK. And it came in response to seemingly inoffensive legislation announced by Queen Elizabeth this week in her annual address to Parliament.
The bill will enhance the United Kingdom's energy independence and security by opening up access to shale and geothermal sites.
Simple enough. But behind that opening up access to shale language, there's an effort by the government to change the laws about drilling for gas under people's homes.
The Prime Minister's going to open up over half of Britain to fracking companies. And so ahead of that, he's decided to strip homeowners of their right to object to drilling underneath their property.
That's Greenpeace spokesman Lawrence Carter. Under the new law, companies wouldn't need permission from homeowners to drill under their houses and land for shale oil and gas. That's what prompted the group to send a small contingent of hard-hatted activists to Cameron's cottage and set up fences with signs saying, "We apologize for any inconvenience caused while we frack under your home." Greenpeace points to surveys that it says shows three-quarters of Brits oppose the new move. Fracking has been associated with water contamination, methane leaks, and small earthquakes, but it's also brought an unprecedented boom in relatively clean natural gas. The British government wants to bring the technology to the UK, but they've run into widespread opposition, including from thousands of homeowners who've withheld permission to drill under their properties. But Britain today is highly dependent on natural gas, and other domestic supplies of the stuff are playing out. So says Ken Cronin of the industry organization called the UK Onshore Operators Group.
83% of our homes currently get heated by gas. That gas, by 2030, will come from Qatar, Russia, and other places.
Cronin points out that the gas under British territory is commonly owned. But Prime Minister Cameron insists no one will see frackers just show up outside their homes.
What those who are anti-getting shale gas seem to be claiming is that somehow it'll be legal to go onto someone's property and frack against their will. That is simply not the case.
But it seems that what the new legislation would allow is for horizontal wells to be drilled under people's property from nearby sites. Fracking opponents say the question of permission is hardly the only issue. They object to the technology in principle. Among other things, they say it can poison water supplies.
When are the chemicals arriving? Who's got the chemicals?
After setting up their faux drilling operation and shooting their video outside Cameron's home, the Greenpeace activists were shooed away by local police, about which a Greenpeace spokesman said, "We have to say the police have a point. You shouldn't be allowed to just turn up outside someone's home and start fracking under their garden without their permission." For The World, I'm Peter Thompson.